Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you,
yep.
Brother.
Yep. You can read that piece. John Koch for Mike Miller about the Ja Morant representation and what he thinks about for the future. And that piece is up at the Daily Memphian. We got Chris Harrington next. We'll talk to him about the NBA. NBA games last night. Before then, I will remind you that if you are having something framed, and this is a time of year when a lot of stuff's going on, people are getting diplomas and senior pictures, and they're retiring their jerseys for the last time, or whatever it is, whatever memorabilia you have, sports memorabilia you have, photos you have, head on into the Frame Corner if you want to preserve them forever. You can buy a frame at the Frame Corner, or their specialty is custom framing. You walk on in there with whatever you have, you lay it down on the counter, you say, let's make this look beautiful, and they'll discuss all the various options with you, and you know what? They'll make it look beautiful, and you'll have it forever. It is Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Chris Harrington next, Jeff Calkin Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, the Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show, and 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Le Bonheur with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
The biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the Perkins Extended location across from Laurelwood.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee, upgrades are welcome.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden at Radiance Amphitheater. June 6th, it's Dierks Bentley. July 12th, the Goo Goo Dolls play the garden. August 9th, John Fogerty. August 23rd, Sam Hunt. And September 20th, Styx and Foreigner. Season lawn and individual show tickets on sale Monday, April 29th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, AutoZone, True Green, Gossett Motors, The Lily Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events Rentals.
Fill your spring with brilliant style at Sissy's Log Cabin. From the latest designer trends to one-of-a-kind pieces to exquisite diamonds, you'll find the jewelry you need for a stylish spring while enjoying the Sissy's promise of unmatched quality, service, and selection. Experience Sissy's for yourself when you stop by any of our six locations or shop online at sissyslogcabin.com. Create the style of your dreams only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today, thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active. Make friends and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so
now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not above making up.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a little Billy Joel in honor of Joel Embiid. Big night. An innocent man. I don't really buy his defense on the flagrant, but it's been a hell of a game.
Okay, so before I do that, explain to me why. So last night we had the NFL draft, and at the NFL draft, what they'll do, the commissioner will go up and he'll say, we have a trade. And then you know the terms of the trade. And the people put on the right hats. If they're drafted by a certain team, they put on the hat of that team, etc. Why can it not be like that in the NBA?
I don't know enough about the NFL to compare and contrast. So I don't know what their calendar's like and the financial year and the salary caps and the dates.
Right. Why can't it be in the NBA, though?
Well, I think you could sort of colloquially. It is technically not true, but because some of these trades don't happen until, like, you know,
right.
There's a difference between when transactions technically happen and when they're reported or whatever, and when they're agreed to. And so they're not, for whatever reason, they're not saying, you know, this player plays for this team until the player is actually traded. Woj recording a trade is not a trade happening.
Right.
And even teams agreeing to a trade is not a trade happening. It is when the actual paperwork gets filed is when a trade happens.
It has,
now, do I object to them just like saying, like being more transparent on the broadcast? No. But I've also reached the point where I don't even treat it as a TV show anymore. Like, I just follow it on Twitter, you know?
Is that right?
You just can't. You can't. If you're dealing with it, you know, from a media perspective,
that's exactly
like I
right.
am, you can't just wait for the TV show. You have to deal with information as it comes. And once you're dealing with the information as it comes, the TV show's irrelevant.
That's exactly right. When we were talking about the drafts yesterday, I said I follow the NBA draft on Twitter because typically, at least until now, I've always covered it. And so you want to know what's happening as soon as you can. I treat the NFL draft like totally like a fan, and I absorb it like a TV show, and so I studiously stay off Twitter. And so you're exactly right.
I used to love watching the draft in that capacity. And so like if I were strictly in fan mode, I probably would. So even then though, I don't know. I mean, the stuff is so
part
of the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
It's not just that you get the pick early, and this is even in the NFL draft. It's that you hear all kinds of other things about discussions.
And there's trade rumors, and there's all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you realize once that stuff started happening, once you had access to that, you realize how slow and behind the TV stuff probably always was.
Right.
You just didn't know. Like, you would throw it to Peter Vesey and he'd be talking about some trade rumor. You didn't know that, like, that was now a null and void proposition that didn't matter anymore, you know?
Right.
But I used to, you know, when I was in college, like, we used to have NBA draft parties, like, every year. It was a big thing. We used to love hanging out and watching the draft. And I don't know how you get back to that in the current, like, media information environment. It's a tricky thing. But I do think something's been lost in that.
The Of course, the NBA this year is going two different nights, which seems, whatever, it's programming. The difference, though, is that, I mean, the NFL's bigger anyway, and it's over 3 days now. But it is very likely that your sixth-round pick in the NFL is going to be on your team. Your second-round pick is going to probably start. And so it's much more meaningful what happens in the second round of the NFL draft, the third round of the NFL draft. The second round of the NBA draft is kind of a, like, how many of those players are actually going to be meaningful?
Well, I mean, it's a little, I mean, you're right that there's a difference. A little bit more than it used to be because, like, you know, you have three two-way contracts, right. So you get three two-way contracts, you get all of that. But for that reason, I think the real driver of the two-day thing is not the, it's sort of this weird thing where there's the actual process by which teams select players, and then there's how this is presented to fans on television. And I think they're trying to, like, help both of those things in this. But I think the driver of it was less the TV product and the teams don't want to be rushed. The only reason teams were rushed with 2 minutes between second-round picks is because they were trying to squeeze it all into a TV show. And it didn't make any sense in terms of actual franchise decision-making that impacts the lives of people and players that made no sense to only have 2 minutes between these picks. The only reason they did that is just cram it into a TV show. And so the real impetus is not the TV show. The emphasis is having better process. And
interesting.
And changing the process leads to the change in the TV show. Now, because for the reason you said, in terms of, like, what's interesting and what's not on TV, and in some degree it matches what matters most in real basketball, too, I would break it differently. I wouldn't break it round one, round two. I would almost
lottery
and then the rest.
You're exactly right. Do the lottery and then do the rest. By the way, speaking of lottery, the Grizzly, the lottery is May 12th in Chicago. And so the Grizzlies have their one, and they have two twos. Is that right? They have two twos?
Yep. One that's
pretty high.
39 and one that's like 58, something like that.
Okay. Onward to last night. So the Sixers get the win. Embiid goes for 50 and maybe should have been ejected. Should he have been ejected?
No, I think the flagrant one was a proper officiating at that moment.
It was untoward.
Could it have argued for a flagrant two? Yes. I do think that that's a situation where it's like, come on, man, it's the first quarter of a playoff game.
That's exactly right.
Like you got to really, really, really make it clear to have a star player tossed in that moment. And to me, that it was, I was okay with flagrant one on that.
In the regular season, you could have imagined it, right? And yep. But in a playoff game, and maybe it, you feel, I think it should matter. It's interesting, though. The Knicks afterwards were talking like that call, and then the other one where he need Hartenstein, and then just the free throw disparity. They were winking like, hey, we know what happened. This was the NBA making up for screwing us in the earlier. Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe that. I don't think like an order came down from right. Adam Silver or
no,
any of that.
Right.
But I do believe that officials are human too, and like,
right.
And the environment of playoff games and where they're at, I do think that can influence things.
Embiid was really great. Yeah. I confess I was mostly watching the draft. What did you make of the proceedings?
It's just, I mean, this dude is dragging a leg around, and now he's got Bell's palsy.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and he is so good. He is so big and so skilled and so good, and he's just dropping these threes. I don't know what the final number was, but he hit like four or five threes.
It was
game.
5 of 7 from three, 13 of 19
yeah.
overall. Yeah.
And these aren't all just like wide open. Like he's like guys like, you know, trying to crawl up his chest basically. and he's knocking down like flat footed threes. And so, you know, he's a great player. Before the injury thing this season, he won MVP last season. And before the injury thing happened this season, he was having a much better season this year. Like, he probably would have won MVP this year if he had played, like, a full year. And is he as quite as good as Jokic? No. Is he quite as good as Giannis? Probably not. Debatable. But, like, that's it right now. Those are the best players in the world, those three guys.
If he remains, quote-unquote, healthy, I'm using healthy in quotes. If it doesn't...
Healthy enough to drop 50 in a playoff game,
exactly, yeah. Do you like the Sixers' chances?
I think they're down 2-1, so it's hard to say you like
right.
their chances. But I think that, you know, I think if Embiid is healthy enough to be productive, then I think they're probably the better team. And so right. I just worry if he will be able to maintain this as you go deep into a series.
How much of what he did, obviously his greatness was but you had Robinson who was out after the ankle thing. And then Hartenstein in foul trouble. Was that part of the Knicks' challenge?
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, you know, that's playoff basketball.
Right.
You know, these things happen.
All right. The other series became more interesting as the Magic beat the hell out of the Cavs. And those guards who you were pointing out had done nothing, actually. Jalen Suggs, 9 of 11, 3 of 5 from 3. He had been
right.
6 of 21, 1 of 10 from 3. In the series, and they started your man, Wendell Carter.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get to see much of that game, so I don't know how much that impacted things, whether that gave him some spacing or whatever. Like, I don't know. It worked.
They said
whatever.
It worked to keep Jared Allen from dominating. He didn't put up big numbers, but it was funny. Like, reading the description of what happened, and I watched not a second of it because I was watching the draft. Reading the description of what happened is, I sort of felt like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what he could do for the Grizzlies, you know?
Right. No, he, and so, no, I think he's a good player. Even if the stat lines aren't always great, like, also, if you're coming to the Grizzlies, you're going to be the fifth, sixth option also. So he's not going to, if he came to the Grizzlies, he wouldn't be putting up 18 points a game for them either,
right.
you know?
Right.
It's not surprising for Orlando to win that game because, I mean, this did not work for the Lakers, particularly if you're down 0-2 coming home, you get the big,
right.
big effort in game three. So not surprised for them to win that game, but am I surprised that they put up 120 points?
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
The Nuggets Lakers. I asked Jeffrey this. How much are you enjoying that? Do you enjoy watching the Lakers get swept again, it appears, by the Nuggets?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's good basketball, and it's good basketball with a pleasing outcome. And so really it's sort of good all around. Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell benched during this game, essentially. Jeffrey said he was on his phone.
We've seen that before. He was benched in game 6 against the Grizzlies.
Jeffrey said he was – I did not see this, Jeffrey. What? He was on his phone in the second
Correct.
Half?
Correct. Like he's at like the end of the bench, and he just whips out his cell phone.
You don't really see that often.
That was a new one.
That's something. Yeah.
It does feel like there's trying to be like this. I mean, I assume Darvin Ham's not coming back anyway, but it feels like they're really trying to like undermine him to make sure he doesn't come back.
Well, that was interesting.
If they're getting swept in the first round, it does seem like a coach.
Darvin Ham is not coming back.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight, we got, they're all interesting tonight, don't you think? I mean, you got Bucks and Pacers, and Clips and Magic are both one all, and then you expect the big effort from the Suns as they're back home and they got the T-Wolves.
Yeah, we haven't really reached the point, and we have now after that Lakers-Nuggets game, but we haven't reached the point where any game begins with no intrigue left in a series. So we're still early enough in the playoffs that that's true across the board. I think the Mavs-Clippers is particularly an interesting thing. It seems like that's a series, maybe the most likely series to go 6 or 7 games in the first round. You know, maybe the Sixers-Knicks, too. And with the Milwaukee thing, you keep wondering about, like, when is the Giannis reappearance happening?
The other news yesterday was that Mike Miller is now Ja's agent. When Ja left Jim Tanner, you were pretty clear, like, Ja's under a long-term deal here. There's not some, we shouldn't be fearing, you know, this, and it shouldn't be causing tremors in the Grizzlies in universe. I guess the only fear was if he went to Clutch or something, you'd wonder what that would mean or, you know, what. I don't know. Do you take any significance to Mike Miller being his new agent?
I never got the sense that his decision was related to his status with the Grizzlies, positively or negatively. You know, it's not on the precipice of free agency. Right. There's no indication that, you know, he'd be looking to try to force a trade. I mean, it's really, you're just making stuff up to even suggest such a thing. My sense is whatever personal business stuff drove the decision,
right,
that has nothing to do with his status with the Grizzlies. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. This NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers 2 chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend. And this is the weekend. Here we are. Yep, the weekend. All you have to do is place same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. So if you win, you win. If you don't win, you get bonus bets back. Same-game parlay. This is for new users and existing users. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. So it's safe, it's secure, you get your money fast. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We are coming back in a moment. There was a great little clip. Belichick was doing the draft last night. Where was that?
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus. I missed it. But Belichick has a great story about the Randy Moss trade, the Patriots acquiring Randy Moss. And I'll play that for you when we come back. We got more draft stuff to talk about. And, of course, the rest of the sports world as well. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the 2024 NFL Draft on 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen for full coverage all week long on 92.9 FM ESPN. Plus, hear the entire NFL first round Thursday night, April 25th, starting at 6 p.m. right after the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new break you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-499-5165. 800-499-5165. 800-499-5165.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756, 120 MSRP, 22320, EV6, P560, 33.93, MSRP, 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP, 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month. And a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And always get peace of mind with a 10 year, 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's Soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Loose diamond and bridal event going on this weekend at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. Plus, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com this weekend on Perkins Extended across from Laurelwood.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you could instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend?
Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Well, here we go. The road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. How about that? $150 to bet throughout the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is, if you're a new user, place a $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use throughout the NBA playoffs. Bet on whatever you like. Over, under, teams, three-pointers made, first basket score, whatever. Got $150 to do it. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus. Bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
That's or at the sports
book. Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting engaged, the big diamond event at Robert Irma Jewelers has begun Thursday through Saturday, and today's Friday, so it qualifies. Yep, it's at the Diamond Showroom, the ones on Perkins Extended, right across from Novel Bookstore. They're having a massive diamond event, all shapes, all sizes, all cuts, all clarity, all budgets. So if you're heading, if you're thinking about getting engaged, or you're honestly, you're just thinking about upgrading your diamond stud earrings, head on in and take advantage of it. 0% interest for 60 months. That's 5 years. Or 20% off. Or 20% off during this event. Howie is passionate about diamonds. You get him talking about diamonds. He loves big, beautiful diamonds. And this is a massive diamond event that they're having. Again, it's Thursday through Saturday. So today and tomorrow at the Diamond Showroom right across from Novel Booksellers on Perkins Extended. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Want to talk more draft because we only get to do this a couple days a year, Jeffrey. But did you see our friend Andy Fletcher, Major League umpire from Memphis, Tennessee?
Listener of the show.
Yeah, and it was, great guy. Was in the news.
No, what happened?
Cubs reliever Luke Little was asked to change his glove yesterday.
Foreign substance?
No. He had a little American flag on the glove.
Ah, so it had white on it?
That's exactly right. And what's funny is, I mean, Andy was doing what he was supposed to do. Is it had white on it, and so what's funny is that Little puts up a social media post like, I'm proud to be an American kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
of course.
That. And like they're picking on him because he's proud of America. But they had sent him Major League Baseball had sent him a note saying you can't do this anymore. And he said I just didn't assume that they would do it. He was enforcing the rules, man. He was enforcing the rules. You can't have white on the glove.
Yeah, to me, I don't know. Those are always the stories where it feels like you're hoping, Little's hoping that they make him change his glove
so he can talk about how much he loves America.
Exactly.
That may be. Anyway, we appreciate law and order on this show, you know?
You know ever since you basically start Kid Pitch.
Right.
You are not allowed to have white on your glove, on your wrist, on either hand. This is not like something that has just now become a rule.
Right. So the draft is a multi-platform extravaganza now. You can watch it on ABC, you can watch it on ESPN, you can watch it on ESPN Plus, you can watch it on NFL Network.
You can hear it on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can hear it on 92.9 ESPN. I did that a little bit actually last night when I was walking the dogs.
You know, sometimes that's actually not a bad experience. Take a little break. It's just let's hear some other takes.
Actually, moving probably is good.
Yeah.
Occasionally moving. And, you know, I want to watch. You just got to pick the right time, you know. But Bill Belichick was on one of the Pat McAfee broadcasts on ESPN
Plus
and told a story about drafting Randy Moss. And I played
trading for Randy Moss
at the draft. They traded for him at the draft. And I play it, A, because it's a good story about acquiring Randy Moss, but B, because one of the things that's happening now is Bill Belichick is becoming a media personality. He's going to be on the Manning cast multiple times throughout the year. He's doing a book, evidently. And I actually do think that partly it's because just like Nick Saban, you got to do something. He loves football. He loves talking ball. I also think for Belichick, it's a little rehab.
It's also to stay visible.
Reputation, that's what I mean. Stay visible, reputational. You're not just an offer. So when the next raft of jobs come open, people are like, oh, he's kind of a charming guy, you know? But one of the interesting things will be, how will Bill Belichick be on TV? And there were some people skeptical because he was so freaking grumpy as a coach. Well, here he seems to be able to tell a story. Here's the story about trading for Randy Moss.
Probably the most interesting trade was the Randy Moss trade.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was after the draft, the first day of the draft, because we've been trying to trade for Randy Moss for 2 months, literally. This was like childbirth. I mean, it took forever. And so after the first day of the draft, I talked to Mr. Davis. I said, well, are we going to make a deal or not? And he said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it for your fourth. And I think we were picking like seventh in the fourth round. And so I said, well, we got to get the guy in for a physical. We can't take his contract. We're going to have to renegotiate his contract. And Mr. Davis said, well, that's your problem. If you want to trade for him, then all right. Then you get it done. I said, all right. So I said, okay, hung up the phone. This is like 11:30 at night, right after the first day of the draft. I call up Randy. Said, hey, Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Boom. Hangs up the phone.
What?
Why?
I thought you were full of shit.
I'm like, let me try this again. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Who is this? Who's pranking me? Who is this? Bam. Hangs up the phone. Randy, this is Coach Belichick. We traded for you. What? Is this a joke? This better not be a joke. Who is this? No. This is... All right. Really? I said, yeah, but look, we got to get this done by tomorrow at noon. He goes, all right, what do I need to do? I said, you need to come up, take a physical, and we need to renegotiate your contract. It was by noon? I said, yeah. I goes, well, I'm in Houston now, but I got a plane. I'll be there.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So he flies, and he's there at 8 o'clock in the morning, comes in and takes the physical, you know, the old...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Make sure he's alive.
Okay, you're good. Yeah. Oh. So renegotiate the contract, and we're done at 10 o'clock. And first thing he says to me is, where's the playbook?
Oh, that's awesome, man.
He said, right here. I mean, you know, we got it. Let's go. He said, okay, because when I walk out there with the first team with Brady, I got to know all the plays. I can't go out there and make mental errors and screw up. I got to know this offense. And he was smart, man. This guy smart. And so I sat down. I watched a lot of film with him. I said, Randy, like, we never had a guy like you. You know, and he said, I go, you know, like, on this post safety coverage, this is awesome. He's like, on this post safety coverage, what are you going to do? He goes, Coach, you ain't going to see any post safety coverage against me. Like, oh.
He's right.
He goes, you're going to see cover two. We haven't seen cover two in years, right? He's like, you're going to see cover two. And he was right. And then he would say, well, here's how I'd run this route. Here's how I'd run that route. And I started thinking, like, well, we got to start giving Randy some routes that, like, if we're running this and they play cover two, how we can move him into the slot. He's like, move me into the slot. I said, yes, you can get in the middle of cover two. He's like, all right, good.
Anyway,
25 touchdowns.
I like it, Randy Moss hanging up on him. And I do like that he calls him Mr. Davis, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Davis.
Uh-huh. First off, I think Al Davis had a point. That's your problem.
No, that's your problem.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, to me, like, I'm right there with him. It also, so Randy Moss is basically told on that Apple TV Plus, air quotes, documentary.
Yeah.
He is basically told the same story. And, I mean, they basically tell it the exact same way. He's like, the one thing he added is like, I was at the club. And he's like, I'm thinking this is one of my, you know, jack off friends from West Virginia. Like, he's like, who can do this impression? Like, he said, he's like going through, he's like, I hung up on him twice.
That's hilarious.
It does also make you realize, like, he was probably also a football savant, Randy Moss.
I think pretty clearly.
Like, beyond being touched by God.
We just saw the physical stuff.
Right.
And it obscured the rest. This, by the way, if there's any confusion about who ran the Patriots, that there should have been. Like, you know, it was Belichick. Anyway, we got the second round starting tonight. And
I don't think I have a pick.
5 o'clock.
That's always the worst.
5 o'clock tonight. And, like, what is interesting to the average human being? Like, I don't know. There's not a quarterback left, right? The quarterbacks all went. And people talk about the quarterbacks because the average, not particularly.
We can follow that.
Yeah, we can follow that. How many people are really? So the best available, Cooper DeJean, who's the safety from Iowa.
He's also a corner.
And then, whatever. And then Newton, the defensive tackle from Illinois. Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's got one of the best names in the whole world.
Absolutely. He was
Alabama.
Destined to wear red.
A.D. Mitchell fell out of the first round, which I think we saw coming. Ladd McConkey from Georgia, a wide receiver. Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri. Keon Coleman from Florida State, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is, of course, now we got rounds 2 and 3 tonight, and then we've got the rest of the draft tomorrow.
Tomorrow's for degenerates only. I compared it to, if you've ever
been. How many people are going to be there tonight? Is it still going to be a good?
It's not going to be like last night.
It's not going to be like
last night. But I think Detroit's one of those places that
people,
like,
show up.
Yeah, when you have the event, they're going
to
show up.
Here's the other thing. People didn't realize. Detroit is close to, like, it's close to Cleveland.
Yep.
It's close to Cincinnati. It's close to Chicago. It's like, it's not that far from the Twin Cities. So there's a bunch of. I give a lot of credit to the people of Detroit. I think it was mostly people of Detroit last night. But I do think it's pretty reachable.
Well, and also
it's not that far from Buffalo. It's not that far from Pittsburgh. So
I think there's also this element, as we can relate. Detroit's also another place that has to love the draft. You know what I mean? Like even when your team's that bad for that long, you just love the draft.
If it had been the typical 2-win Lions or the 5-win Lions, right? Would they have shown up like that? In other words, wasn't it partly a celebration? I think they still would have shown up, but wasn't partly a celebration of the season and Detroit's both football and civic resurgence?
See, I think Detroit's one of those places.
Would anyway.
I think it's kind of like us, where if you give us a national spotlight, like, we want to show up. Like, it's our chance to be bell of the ball.
Yeah, that may be. They're
put on a show. 220,000. I do think them being good.
Well, tonight's not going to be. Yeah, tonight there'll still be a good crowd. There will still be a good crowd tonight, but it will not be a massive crowd tonight. So, what does it tell you that? You know, Tennessee has been good recently, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee has been good recently, but they aren't going to have a, you know, who?
I mean, what, fifth round maybe?
I mean, I got the running back.
Yeah, Jalen Wright.
Right. He will go tonight. Jalen Wright will go.
You could talk to me tomorrow. Everyone's really down on this running back class.
Yeah, they were down on it as first round running backs. But I'll tell you what, Jonathan Brooks is going to go tonight from Texas. He is going tonight. Trey Benson is certainly going tonight from Florida State. Those two are absolutely going tonight. And then you've got Blake Corum, I think, probably going tonight.
Where did the Chargers pick?
And I think wherever the Chargers pick. And
37's probably early.
And then I will be surprised if Jalen Wright does not go tonight. On the ESPN best available, he's the fifth best running back. If you're saying second, I don't think he goes second. But I think third, I think it's very, very likely that he will go.
Well, the thing when you
but what does it say that Tennessee doesn't have? Like, what do they got? They got Joe Milton. You know, like they've got
the corner.
Given the resurgence of that program, it's kind of amazing that they're not. You know, this is not the Tennessee Vols national championship Vols where they were loaded up with first rounders.
Sure,
at all.
I mean, I think also it shows the difference between a 10-2 team last season, 8-4 this year. But the thing that's interesting to me is also
it's true. Last year you had Hyatt gone in the second round. He went second?
Yes.
Second round, I think?
Yeah, we made great use of him.
Quarterback, second round?
I thought he was like third. Hooker?
Yeah. Did he go second round? Did he? Or he...
Lions took him.
Oh, that's true. The Lions took him. I forgot that. But it is kind of interesting to me. And then you've got Blake Watson, of course.
Well, I mean, think about this. Ole Miss went 10-2.
Who do they got in the draft?
It's entirely possible they don't get someone's name called.
How is that possible?
I think it shows the difference between...
I mean, literally, you've had Ole Miss classes recently that have just been loaded, right? DK Metcalf and Treadwell and Tunsil and Kimdichie and, like, first-rounder after first-rounder after first-rounder after first-rounder.
I mean, to me, I think the real key is this is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, the best of the best are all concentrating at like
Alabama, Georgia,
Bama, Ohio State,
Texas.
Correct.
What we have seen? Everyone says, is Texas back? Well,
the draft says they are.
The draft says they are.
Correct.
You know, you start looking at, there's receivers in the draft, there's defensive linemen in the draft.
And so when you think about it, okay, Ole Miss goes 10-2 last year, but their two losses to Alabama and Georgia, neither of which was super competitive. And, you know, Georgia had probably their best performance of the year against Ole Miss, and then Alabama in the second half really ran away from Ole Miss. And so what I think it shows is...
You think it's not just that the SEC is getting better, and the SEC and the Big Ten, it's that particular schools are ever more dominant than ever.
Correct. Like, if you look at, like, you know, Michigan didn't really play that many close games last year. I mean, the Ohio State game's a one-score game. Like, the Maryland game was kind of a sleepy, weird one-score game, but... And then the Alabama game goes to overtime. But I think it kind of shows the best,
I can buy that.
The best teams are separating themselves in terms of talent. But then if you get someone like Kiffin or like Heupel, who I think are scheme guys that have a legitimate scheme advantage, you can kind of coach your way to getting to the top of the middle of the pack.
To the top midfield. Of the middle of the pack. Blake Watson, I do believe, will be drafted, but I've sort of scaled back. I was once thinking could be as high as fifth. Now I'll be surprised if it's – I still think he will be drafted. Could very well be seventh. Could well be sixth. But it will be Saturday if he is.
So I think this is the key difference between a 10-2 Tennessee team and an 8-4 team. Darnell Wright, 10th overall to the Bears. Hooker, third round, Lions. Hyatt was third round to the Giants.
Third round.
Cedric Tillman, third round to the Browns. Brian Young, third round to the Rams.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
So, like, they had one first rounder, but when you get that many top 100 guys.
Yeah, that tells the tale.
Yeah.
That does tell the tale. Anyway, yeah, I think Blake Watson will be drafted mostly because he can catch the ball and he can be a
third down back.
He can be a third down back. So one of the theories I heard yesterday about why we had the six quarterbacks go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all went in the first 12. And you talked about the way there's a run on players.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that's clearly a part of it. But one of the things that was theorized by Chris Vanini last night on Twitter was, from The Athletic, was that teams hate next year's quarterback class.
Yeah. So,
do you buy that or do you not buy that? Who do we got in next year's quarterback class?
So next year you'll have Carson Beck.
He's sort of 1A.
Shador.
Right, and people are wary about him because he's already said he's going to pick where he goes.
Okay.
Shador Sanders. So,
right. Never forget, Caleb Williams was talking about owning a team. I mean,
that is true. Like, Caleb Williams. Well, let's be honest. Caleb Williams' father was talking about him owning a team.
So I guess my argument to always that is, okay, yes, if we're talking about right now, when you look at next year's draft, it's not you're not sitting there going, man, like, let's focus on this guy.
But, you know, you didn't think Jaden Daniels was going to be a first-round pick.
Joe Burrow.
I didn't think Joe Burrow was going to be a first-round pick.
You know, I mean, in the end, we can talk
about... A lot of people thought Drake May might be QB1. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall was always probably going to be Caleb.
Right.
I mean, Caleb's been...
Yeah. People want to have a contender.
Correct. But, you know, you also talk about, like, Penix was not thought like this. There's no way Bo Nix was a first-rounder last year. I mean... We can debate whether or not, like, those guys were reaches, which, okay, that's fine, like, to me. But in the end, you're always going to be able to talk yourself into quarterbacks. Like, that's just the way it goes.
Do you have a projected, have we seen a projected?
Beck's my favorite for next year.
And you think he's a legit top five?
I think Carson Beck is who Georgia fans wanted Jake Fromm to be, where, like, they really wanted him to be something special, and it's like, he's really not. I think Beck is actually really good.
If you're the Raiders, though, for example, right? There are certain teams that are.
Well, is Kirk Cousins going to be available?
Who has not? That's true. Who has not come out? Who still has a quarterback problem? I mean, maybe Denver has a quarterback problem, but at least they have a solution.
Who hasn't addressed their quarterback problem? Basically...
Has anyone but the Raiders not addressed their quarterback problem? The Pats have addressed their problem. Obviously, all six last night addressed their problem.
All right, so let's go through it. Bills have a quarterback. Dolphins have a quarterback. Pats have a quarterback. Jets have a quarterback. Ravens have a quarterback. Bengals have a quarterback. Browns...
Yeah, Browns have a quarterback. They're for good or for bad.
Pittsburgh... I mean, they've got Russell Wilson
they've certainly addressed it, though. They've addressed it with two darts. They've got Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Texans have their quarterback. Colts have their quarterback. Jags have their quarterback.
I mean, Titans have their quarterback,
right.
But do they? You know,
correct.
We'll know at the end of this year.
Yeah, I think this is a huge year for Levis, and that's why I'm cool. Go get you a tackle. Give the guy a shot.
Give a tackle. Give him a shot.
Like,
and then
I don't love him,
here's
but
the thing.
At the same time, like, give him
if
a shot.
If he's bad, you will be in a position
correct.
To draft a quarterback next year.
Correct.
that's the beauty of it.
Broncos got their quarterback. You think the Chiefs have theirs?
I think the Chiefs probably have their quarterback.
Raiders don't. Chargers do. Cowboys do. Giants are in this weird limbo.
Giants could be one. Giants could be one.
They have their quarterback. They're just giving up on him. Eagles have their quarterback. Commanders got their quarterback. Bears got their quarterback. Lions. God, did you see how good he looked last night?
Look good.
Does he look great in a suit or what? Oh, my God. Packers have their quarterback. Vikings got their quarterback. Falcons got two quarterbacks. Panthers have their quarterback.
Right.
Saints have their quarterback. Carr.
Yeah, it's not convincing.
Bucks obviously have a franchise quarterback.
Right, of course.
Cardinals have their quarterback. Rams have their quarterback. Niners have their quarterback.
Some of these guys could retire. Matt Stafford
and then
could
Seahawks,
walk away.
The Seahawks are in that weird. The Seahawks, the Giants, they're all kind of in that same spot.
But there's no one who really doesn't have their quarterback except the Raiders.
And it seems to me like Gardner Minshew is just their quarterback.
But he's so clearly a placeholder.
Right, whereas, he's a bridge guy.
Whereas the Giants, it probably now is a bridge guy, right?
Right. But the Giants are doing the whole, everyone kept making a big deal about the contract. Like, this was always going to be the point of the contract. It's like this year is, they can move on this year, after this year, pretty easily. But like, the Raiders paid what, Garner, wasn't it like 10.5?
Yeah.
Didn't he get kind of the Baker deal?
They do not have their quarterback.
Right.
There's no hope that they have the guy who is long-term quarterback on their roster. And they're the only team.
Mark and I have talked about it. Garner does feel like new
Tyrod Taylor.
New Fitzmagic.
Oh, Fitzmagic. That's true.
Like, he's going to play for 15 teams.
But Tyrod's the sort of the same.
Yeah,
the same.
Exactly.
Teddy Bridgewater was sort of that, sort of, if he had stayed healthy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yes, who's your stopgap quarterback when you don't have a quarterback and
Correct.
You want a mediocre quarterback?
Correct.
The problem with those dudes is they're a little too good. If
you never suck with them,
you're not going to suck enough to get you're better off.
Better off playing AOC.
You are, mm-hmm. because then you can really
Correct.
Stink and get the quarterback
yes.
if AOC is not
yes.
is not the quarterback. By the way, there is actual football on the field this weekend. The Showboats are back in town, Jeffrey.
The Michigan Panthers come to town.
They're 1-3. Some
yeah.
of that Michigan, some of that Detroit flavor. They are 1-3. But if you want to see actual...
real football.
Real football.
You want to hear the pads pop.
You could, if you want to hear the pads pop, you could do that as you watch the draft on your phone.
Absolutely.
And double dip. How much are you going to consume of this in the draft tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's definitely a phone day. Tomorrow's like,
just keep track.
Yeah, tomorrow's you're kind of keeping up, but like, I'm not necessarily locked in. Tonight, Aaliyah's got some friends, they're going to dinner, so I'll be pretty locked in.
Do you have a favorite player remaining?
Yes.
Ladd McConkey.
Yes.
Ladd McConkey.
Everybody needs a lad.
Bills are on the clock. I've already told Gabe that, so the draft starts at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central.
Yeah, it's an hour earlier today.
So I can't be on the phone like I do my hit with Gabe at 5.
Yeah.
I've told Gabe I can't do my hit with you at 5.
Right.
The Bills are going to be on the clock.
Unless it breaks that the Bills are taken, breaks early.
I can either tape.
Yeah.
I'll tape occasionally, or.
A man's
got
to have a code.
You can get me. I got my priorities.
Absolutely.
You have to have a code by which you live by.
It's not like you just all of a sudden discovered the draft.
By the way, this is a great weekend to get into Oak Hall. I was in there just about a week ago, and my God, you got the short sleeves from Cricket. Peter Millar, Johnny O. Place is absolutely brimming with beautiful spring and summer merchandise. And there's a reason that Oak Hall has been here for, I think it's six generations now, 165 years. And the reason is because there's fresh today as the day they first opened. Like, it is a miraculous store, a store that doesn't exist most places. They even make me look good. It is Oak Hall. Perfect weekend to get there for all your spring and summer needs. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Raheem Palmer will join them at 1:25. Blake Topmeyer joins me on Giannotto and Jeffrey today at 2:35. Jeff, to be determined with Gabe.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back on Monday for Narwhals.
This is all on Finizi Ransom for being afraid to tee up Draymond Green for putting his hand in Santi Aldama's chest.
This is all Finizi Ransom. This is all Finizi. This is all Finizi Ransom. This is all Finizi. This is all Finizi Ransom.
I'm sure Drew agrees.
Drew Hill.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756, 120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P56, 033.93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on a lot of things. You can bet on player props, over-unders, first basket score. You can bet on the spread, but there's also more available to you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. You can see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden at Radiance Amphitheater. June 6th, it's Dierks Bentley. July 12th, the Goo Goo Dolls play the garden. August 9th, John Fogerty. August 23rd, Sam Hunt. And September 20th, Styx and Foreigner. Season long and individual show tickets on sale Monday, April 29th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, AutoZone, True Green, Gossett Motors, The Lily Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events Rentals.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any three or more A.O. Smith water heaters. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, oh,
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.